Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company on this summery June morning. Today we're featuring a haunting new release album from the Norwegian bass player and composer Thomas Stronen, Time is a Blind Guide. We've also got songs by an American, often referred to as a jazz singer for the hip-hop generation, Jose James. Plus, tunes from two contrasting new releases, Hon by Welsh bass player and composer UV Williams, and Sweden's Lars Danielsson's Sun Blowing, and much, much more. Let's dive straight in to the cool waters of our featured album, Time is a Blind Guide. Here is Thomas Stronen and Pippa.
Thank you.
What a lovely tune that is. It's called Pippa, and it's from today's featured album by Thomas Stronan called Time is a Blind Guide. Stronan wanted to base his album on incorporating three different ensembles. It was originally based on the vision of using a string section, and he'd previously written extensively for strings, and you heard in that particular tune the string section was featured heavily. The concept of time is at the heart of the album, both in terms of the intricate rhythmic patterns and in terms of what is not overtly expressed and the extensive use of space. More from that evocative album throughout today's programme. We're also featuring here on In the Moment a selection of songs from American vocalists heavily influenced by 70s jazz soul. He's produced 8 albums so far and signed to the Blue Note Records in 2012. In 2013, he released his 4th album, No Beginning, No End. His name is Jose James, and this song is called Bird of Space.
fire. Window on a precious moment, buried deep within my mind. Did you plan a seed? Did you run and hide? Did you know that I was lonely? Will you touch me on my life? Did you dream of loving me? And did you think that our love would be?
That's a lovely song from Jose James called Bird of Space from his 2013 album No Beginning, No End. And you heard Robert Glasper piano, Pino Palladino bass and Chris Dave drums. We'll hear more from Jose James throughout today's programme. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come this hour, samples from new release albums by Welsh bass player-composer Hugh V. Williams and from Swedish bass player-composer Lars Danielsson. The albums are called Hon and Sunblowing, respectively. Now, though, for something a little different. We're in 1940, and we're at a Hollywood musical comedy starring Paulette Goddard and Fred Astaire. It's called Second Chorus, and it's the subject of a film directed by H.C. Potter, with music by Artie Shaw, Bernie Hannigan, Halborn, and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. In 1968, Astaire described it as the worst film he ever made, and he admitted he was attracted to the film by the opportunity to dance conduct this real swinging outfit. The swinging outfit? That would be this. We'll be right back. Wonderful stuff. That was Artie Shaw and Everything is Jumping from the 1940 film Second Chorus. And we'll have more swing from the likes of Benny Goodman, Cam Calloway and the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra later in the programme. Today on In the Moment, our main feature is a new album by Thomas Stronan, Time is a Blind Guide. Over the past couple of decades, Stronan has become best known for improvisational electro jazz, sometimes freewheeling and frenetic, such as his band Home Crush, and at other times more spaciously ambient, as in his Anglo-Norwegian collaboration called Food. And they've released on the ECM label albums including Quiet Inlet 2010, Mercurial Balm 2013, and This Is Not a Miracle 2015. But in Oslo, March 2013, Stronan embarked on a very different type of project. It's structured and it's lyrical. It's called Time is a Blind Guide and had a first presentation live as a song title. The music is brand new and was written specifically for the musicians in the band, five Norwegians and two rising British stars, Kit Downs on piano and Lucy Railton cello. And the group is based on the combination of three separate ensembles, percussion, strings and a jazz piano trio. The music itself covers a surprising amount of territory. There are hints of Norwegian traditionalism blended with Oriental folklore in this tune, Lost Souls.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful tune called Lost Souls from Time is a Blind Guide, Norwegian Thomas Stronen's new album. You heard Kit Downs piano, Lucy Relton cello, Hakon Ayes violin, and Ole Morten Vargen bass. Hopping now over the border from Norway to Swedish bass virtuoso Lars Danielsson. Danielsson studied classical cello at Gothenburg Conservatory and then changed to bass and jazz. He's worked with many of the most influential jazz musicians on the contemporary scene, including sax players Dave Liebman, Michael Brecker and Charles Lloyd, and guitar maestro John Scofield, amongst many others. Danielsson's new album has the evocative title Sun Blowing, and it's a new release on the ACT label. It brings together three musicians from three different Scandinavian countries, all living in Copenhagen. Lars Danielsson himself on bass, Marius Neset from Norway on saxophone, and Morten Lund from Denmark on drums. The seeds for this album were sown when all three were travelling back by train from Jazz Baltica to Copenhagen in 2012, and this tune goes by the title Little Jump.
Thank you.
That's great stuff. It's the energetic tune Little Jump from a new album by Swedish bass player Lars Danielsson. It's on the ACT label and it has the... I like the title a lot. It's called Sun Blowing. You heard Marius Neset, saxophone, Morten Lund on drums and Lars Danielsson himself on bass. And Morten Lund said of the combination of saxophone, bass and drums that it gives space and freedom. We'll check out the rest of that album, I think, if you like what you've heard. Talking of space and freedom, Welsh bass player Hugh V. Williams has released a new project entitled Hon. It's original music by an emerging new young talent. Hon means this in Welsh, and it's from a poem by T.H. Parry Williams about a love-hate relationship with Wales. Hugh Williams said that he felt in himself Wales is his roots, but it's like you have to leave Wales to fulfil yourself. Well, let's see how he's doing fulfilling himself. Let's hear the title track of the album. This is Hon. Thank you. I like that a lot. It's a tune called Hon from an album of the same name, a new release by Welsh-based player Hugh V. Williams. And you heard Laura Jerd trumpet, Alan Nathu saxophone, Elliot Galvin keyboards, and Pete Ibbotson drums, with Hugh V. Williams himself on double bass. And Williams's fast-growing CV is lit up by the names of some of his heroes, including Jim Black, Michael Blake, Jason Ribello, Neil Yates, and longtime mentor Hugh Warren. And he's building what has been called by one critic a beautiful bass-filled world of free music and primal creativity. I do like the sound of that. In a moment, we'll have more from today's featured album, Norwegian composer and drummer Thomas Stronan. But let's have a listen first to another song from Jose James, who we are featuring today on In the Moment as well. We heard Bird of Space earlier from his acclaimed album No Beginning, No End. Let's turn now to the following album, which was in fact his fifth album. It's also on the Blue Note label. It was released in 2014, and in it Jose set out to create an album that captured the spirit of his, what he called his newfound creative space. He weaves elements of indie rock, folk, funk, blues, hip-hop and R&B, described by one commentator as an experience journeying from desire to introspection and spiritual epiphany. Well, let's have a listen. This tune features trumpeter Takuya Kuroda, and it's called Simply Beautiful.
If I gave you my love, babe, I'd tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you, baby. Got to be good to me, yeah, baby. I said I'm gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do, baby. Thank you.
to you, baby. Yeah. Oh.
Definite shades of Al Green there from that wonderful mix from Jose James and a tune featuring Takuya Karuda on trumpet called Simply Beautiful. You also heard Chris Bowes keyboards, Solomon Dorsey bass, and Richard Spaven drums with Brad Allen Williams on guitar. We'll have more from Jose James throughout the next hour of In the Moment, and in fact in a few minutes we'll have our final tune of this hour on In the Moment, but first another visit to our featured album. It's by Norwegian percussionist and composer Thomas Stronen, and it's called Time is a Blind Guide. The group featured on the album has changed slightly since the original performance in 2013, with three percussionists being trimmed back to two because, as Stronen recently explained, he felt that two percussionists left a little more space, which the music needed. In fact, he went on, he added when they play live, they often play with only one percussionist. Additionally, some of the original compositions were trimmed or eliminated entirely, and more new music has been written. In fact, Stronen said that since the 2013 performance, he's written so much new material that he could have easily released a double disc set. He's an intensely thoughtful artist, more concerned with creating music which tells a clear story than simply shoehorning as much onto a release as possible. Let's hear now the first of two variations with the same title. It's for piano and drums duo, and it's called Everything Disappears. Thank you. evocative stuff there, and that was a tune called Everything Disappears, one from the new album by Thomas Stronan called Time is a Blind Guide. And you heard the wonderful piano playing there of Kit Downs with Lucy Railton cello, Hakon Eyes violin, Ollie Morton Vargan bass with Thomas Stronan himself on drums, and the composer of that music. Well, that's almost it for this hour of In the Moment. After 11 o'clock, we'll have more from this featured album, Time is a Blind Guide, more from the extraordinary American vocalist Jose James, more swing tunes from Cab Calloway and the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, plus another offering from Hugh V. Williams' new album, Hon. Here's something I love to finish the hour. It's Benny Goodman, recorded live in Paris, 1937. And he and his band arrived at the Paramount Theatre in the morning to find throngs waiting in line. Goodman said he'd assumed that the engagement, which started at 8:30 a.m. and preceded a Claudette Colbert picture, wouldn't be that big of a deal. But when the band appeared on a slowly rising stage playing Let's Dance, dance they did, all 12,000 people spilling out into the aisles, onto the bandstand and anywhere else they could find room. That must have been quite a spectacle. Goodman took the audience through a typical set with all the hits, whilst fans clammed for autographs. By the time he finished, at the end of the set, it could be safely said that the swing era had begun. The tune he finished with was this one. It's called Sing, Sing, Sing.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
There were three farmers in the north as they were passing by. They swore an oath the mighty oath that barley corn should die. One of them said, drown him, and the other said, hang him high. For whoever will stick to barley grain, a beggar he will die. Whitney fall on Lovely Jubilee, and a beggar he will die. They put poor barley into a sack of a cold and rainy day, and brought him off to Cullum Fields and burnt him in the clay. Frost and snow began to melt and the dew began to fall. Then barley grain put up his head and he soon surprised them all. Whitney fall and Lovely Jubilee, and he soon surprised them all.